A massive overreporting of Tennessee's fatal accidental shootings has drawn attention to how officials count the state's gun deaths. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports there's often a gap between how the public might refer to an accident and the standard used by medical examiners.
Gun safety advocates often collect news stories as one method for tracking fatalities, but there's good reason to be cautious, says Adele Lewis, Tennessee's deputy chief medical examiner.
Well, don't take it personally, but the media reports aren't always the most reliable source of information.
She's responding to a list of 13 potentially accidental gun deaths collected by a local blogger.
It turns out then that someone else has fired a gun and shot someone, or they fired the gun themselves.
Lewis's team finds details change between a story and the official death certificate. Even then, medical examiners have challenges. For example, guns alleged to have malfunctioned, like if dropped on the floor, must be lab tested before being blamed. And Lewis says there's a chance the numbers skew toward overcounting accidents.
For the county medical examiners who are there, maybe in a small rural county, know the families of the people who are dying of gunshot wounds, and there is a stigma attached to suicide, and they don't want to call it a suicide.
Officials aren't citing any one reason for the recent miscount, where the initial number was a nation-leading 105 unintentional gun deaths. Later, it was adjusted down to just 5. Whatever the cause of the inaccuracy, a state team is coaching medical examiners on how exactly to provide death data. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.